Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and let me tell you, I am super, super, super excited to be talking to you today because the topic of real estate investing is so much fun. Can't you believe it? We have the opportunity to buy real estate, to make smart decisions, and get connected. Part of the show and part of the reason why I love doing the show so much is because I get to bring some awesome guests on and we get to talk about what matters, how you can take your real estate investing business to the next level. Now, you might be listening and you might have a successful business. You might be in business for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You might be super, super successful, a businesswoman, businessman. You also might be a startup person. I've been there, but there's absolutely everything for everybody in the real estate world. Now, I will also tell you, as you start to grow and scale in the real estate world, you might start off with wholesaling and then do some maybe single family flips, some single family rentals. And the more and more and more that you do that, you'll just naturally start to elevate your game. You'll start to elevate and do bigger deals. And when you start doing bigger deals, you need a little bit more guidance. You need some folks that are ninjas in this space that understand how to joint venture with different people. And the topic of joint venture to me is really, really intriguing because it can really take you from a couple units to potentially hundreds of units if you do it properly. I'm really excited to talk about this topic today, and I must also say one super awesome thing. You got questions for me anytime, go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's such a fun time talking about this, and I love answering your questions one-on-one, so I'm all over the place. And also, you need to know that today's show is absolutely brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. You can search right now at auction.com/thinkrealty. So my guest today is Jeff Lerman from Lerman Law Partners, and he understands joint ventures incredibly, incredibly well. He's done a lot of media appearances, and I'm super excited to have him as a guest on the Think Realty Radio Show. Jeff, are you with me?
I am. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for jumping on.
Yep.
I have one question for you. I always ask this question before we kind of get the show started a little bit, and that is, Jeff, and you can be as dramatic as you want with the answer, by the way, and that is, Jeff, are you in a real estate of mind?
I am in a real estate of mind, yes.
Awesome. So I know that there's a lot to talk about joint ventures. I mean, it's two words. You got joint ventures, you combine them together, and there's so much revolving around that topic. So help me understand and help our audience understand who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I am an unusual lawyer. I am the real estate investor's lawyer, and I'm also a real estate investor. As a matter of fact, if they go to our website URL is realestateinvestorlaw.com. It's just who your listeners are, real estate investors with law tacked at the end. So it's real easy to remember. But I'm also part of a multi-generation family real estate investment development company that over the last several decades, actually over the last 60 plus years, we've developed thousands of units of apartments, hundreds of thousands of square feet of office, medical office, restaurant, retail, and hospitality. We developed and still own the Los Angeles Four Seasons Hotel and a lot of other nice big projects. I know you're a multifamily investor. Most of what we do is multifamily. And so most of the deals that we have done are joint ventures, which gives me a really unique dimension to the counseling that I can give to my legal clients, because I can bring that real world business investment experience on this important topic to the advice that I give my clients. As a matter of fact, I have asked my best clients why they hired me and why they keep using me for their transactions and litigation. And they said that it was because I'm also a real estate investor and that I can better relate to them, to their unique challenges, concerns, their desires, their fears, their needs, their objectives. I can relate to them better and I can come up with more practical, creative, and effective solutions to their problems. And so that, you know, in my business, there are literally thousands and thousands of real estate lawyers out there, but there are very, very few who both do real estate law and also real estate investing at the level that I do it at. So that's a pretty unique aspect of that sets me apart from others. And most importantly, that's what my clients said was important to them. So that's who I am. That's what I do. And that is why on this particular topic of joint ventures, I am excited, not only excited about talking about it, but that's the most important qualifications, if you will, for me to talk about it.
That's awesome. I mean, I have always suggested when you're building your team, you obviously need competent people. You need people that have the experience in investing in real estate, but then also, say in your case, you know the law. And I would ask, what is the fraction of attorneys like yourself that also practice what they preach, right? You understand law, you understand joint ventures, but you're also investing in real estate. There are not a lot of attorneys that have that kind of dual-edged, like super awesome, like ninja skill kind of. I feel there are a lot of attorneys that will just practice law, but they don't necessarily invest in real estate. Then my question is, you kind of want to be practicing what you preach, right?
Yeah, the reality of the practice of law is if you're at there are very few lawyers who do it, not only because most lawyers aren't by nature entrepreneurial, it's just a mindset. And secondly, the law is a very consuming industry, very consuming practice, consuming thing to be doing. And if you work at a big firm, most big firms don't want you splitting your attention or time split between working for them and doing anything outside of working for them. And the small firm lawyers usually can't afford to do both. They can't afford the time because there's a lot involved with this. It just so happened that this was something I do it because the business model of law is not the best, selling your time for money. And so I wanted to create an additional stream of income that had nothing to do with selling my time. It's, you know, the reason most investors do it. They do it because they like to have passive income. And yeah, I think I have no idea what the percentage is, but I got to think I would be surprised if it's more than 1% of all real estate lawyers do both the law and investing.
Now, I'm with you. And we have about a minute before we have to go to break. And there, again, are so many things to talk about here. I think in the coming segments, we're talking about why joint ventures is a topic that's really important to real estate investors. So we're going to go ahead and answer that question. What exactly is a joint venture? We're going to answer that question as well. How is a joint venture different from a syndication? Why Jeff really enjoys working with the JV strategy? The pros and cons to almost every strategy, including the JV and the syndication piece. So a lot of those coming up. Jeff, we are headed to break in about 30 seconds. What's the one tip you can offer real estate investors right now to help them build their real estate investing business?
I'll tell you, I do believe that the cheapest, easiest, fastest, and safest way to take your real estate investing portfolio up to the next level is through this strategy of joint ventures, and we'll discuss it. But the single biggest distinction you can make is to understand this and use it.
And we got to go to break. I love that, Jeff. Stick around. It's going to be awesome. Think Realty Nation. Got questions for me? Go ahead and go on over to thinkrealty.com or consider this an open invitation to go ahead and stalk me online on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Got questions for Jeff and his team? Head on over to realestateinvestorlaw.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com. Or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar, and guess what? Oh, yes, we are absolutely back with my guest, Jeff Lerman from realestateinvestorlaw.com. And listen, the concept of joint ventures to me is super, super cool. But you know what? I can't wait to start digging into this a little bit because it's so valuable for real estate investors and even business owners to understand the power of a joint venture in the real estate investing world. So if you're just tuning in, you got to know this, you got to pay attention because Jeff is going to drop some gold here for us in just a quick second. You also should know that today's show is brought to you by auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Go ahead and search now at auction.com/thinkrealty. Jeff, let's start digging into this topic about joint ventures, and let's go ahead and start with the definition of what a joint venture is.
Sure. And I want to also underscore and affirm what you just said, that even if you are a business owner and not a real estate investor, or if you do both, this strategy, everything we're going to be talking about, applies to you in that context as well. The strategy, everything we're going to say applies to real estate investors and to business owners. So a joint venture, the simplest explanation of it, it's the coming together of two or more people for a common business purpose. Now, when I talk about joint venture in the context of today's show, I'm referring to it as what I believe is the best, and when I say best, I mean cheapest, easiest, fastest, and safest way to do a deal with other people's money, which is the best and fastest way for you to grow your investment portfolio. And so the joint venture, as distinguished from a syndication, is important for everybody to understand at the front end. A syndication, the biggest distinction between a syndication and a joint venture is a syndication involves passive investors. That's where people are just writing you a check, giving you money, and relying upon you to make a profit for them. A joint venture is where all of the joint venture partners, all the joint venturers involved in the deal, are actively engaged in the deal, and they are sufficiently sophisticated in the type of deal that you are bringing them into that they can look out after themselves. You know, the SEC is the securities laws are essentially there to protect the little investor. The securities laws were passed right after the Great Depression, almost 100 years ago, and that's in essence the underlying public policy behind all the securities laws. They were created to protect the little guy who was being taken advantage of by all these people after the Great Depression who were taking their money and defrauding them. So if you – let's say, Avi, that you and I know you're an apartment investor. I'm an apartment investor. Mm-hmm. Let's say you and I were buddies and we're sitting having a beer and we're talking about it, and I say, I got this deal that I like, and here's why I like it, and do you want to partner with me? And you say, sure, let's do it. So if you and I do that, we don't have to go through all securities law compliance and whatnot, as long as we're both going to be actively engaged in the deal, shoulder to shoulder on everything that really matters. And that is probably the simplest explanation of what a joint venture is, how it's different than a syndication, and why you don't have to comply with the securities laws if you use a joint venture, because it's not a security. When you and I form an LLC or whatever or a limited partnership for our joint venture, those membership interests or partnership interests are not securities, because if we are actively engaged in the deal.
Gotcha. So that concept for me makes a lot of sense. And for those that are listening, I mean, what a way to take advantage of a real estate deal and not have to register any of your deals at the SEC, right? I mean, this is all just privately placed capital. But like you said, the topic itself is super, super important to talk about. And you did say something very interesting. You did say the term accredited investor. What does that mean? Can you enlighten me a little bit on that?
Sure. By the way, we should also mention something else, since I'm a lawyer and we're talking about legal concepts. It's important that everybody that listening to this understands that this is an educational and entertainment show, and I am a lawyer, but if you hear anything in this show that sounds interesting to you, then by all means, you must have a lawyer help you go the next step. This is the beginning of your education on very important and very complicated laws, and do not act based only upon what you hear in today's show, okay?
Good disclaimer.
An accredited,
super important.
Yes, it is. An accredited investor is a term that comes through the securities laws, and although it is there are lots of different types of accredited investors. The definition that will apply to for most of your listeners will apply to most of the investors they're looking at. It's an investor who is becomes qualified and becomes accredited based either on their income or their net worth. And so under this is a federal law, securities laws. So their net worth has to be at least $1 million, not including the value of their home. Or it has to be either there's a certain amount of income required, and it may change from time to time. So so it changes depending on if you're single or married. So there's a definition there. So again, if that the idea again behind this is that if you fall within these income or net worth classifications, qualifications, then the SEC believes that you must have a certain level of sophistication that you're more able to look after yourself, protect yourself, and have advisors to help you on that. So the reason this is important is because when you do a syndication, again, this is only relevant in the context of syndication. Mm-hmm. Joint venture, you don't have to be an accredited investor. The securities laws don't apply. But I also teach syndication. If you're going to do a syndication, you're either going to do a syndication with accredited investors, or you're also going to accept non-accredited investors. And there are very important legal implications if you are doing business with either of those. So you need to, again, have a lawyer guide you through that and understand it better.
No, absolutely. And there, again, you're bringing up a bunch of good different topics. I think if you are an accredited investor, there just are more opportunities available to you, because you have the ability to take on the different risks involved in various transactions. And that's why I really enjoy working with accredited investors. I agree again as well. I mean, you don't have to be an accredited investor to participate in a joint venture, which opens that up to a whole lot more people for sure. So we are headed to a break. Jeff, I know that there is so much more to talk about. Specifically, why is this important to real estate investors? And we talked about what a JV is and how it's different than a syndication. But I do want to dig into why it's even important to have this as a tool for a real estate investor in their tool belt. Because, gee whiz, you know, we talk about syndication, we talk about larger deals. Okay, I mean, JV sounds like a very kind of newbie type of topic to some folks. So I want to understand why that is as well. Think Realty Nation, we are headed to a break right now. If you head on over to realestateinvestorlaw.com, get in touch with Jeff and his team. Ask them all the questions that you want. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com or anywhere online. And be sure to pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine at the 84 Lumber Stores or also Barnes & Noble. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. Today, my guest is Jeff Lerman with Lerman Law Partners, and he's based out of California, and his team has been doing a lot of work around syndication, joint ventures, and he'll tell us about himself in just a second. But I do want to mention a couple of things. One, we've talked about a lot of important concepts on this show, specifically larger deals and syndicating capital and joint ventures. So I want to dial it back for a quick second, and let's bring Jeff back on the air. And Jeff, help me understand. Let's just kind of do a quick little primer, a quick little recap. Joint venture versus syndication. And why is this topic important for real estate investors? Obviously, it's a good tool to have in the tool belt. But start from the top. What is a JV? Why is it different than a syndication? What is a syndication? And then why is this topic important to real estate investors?
Okay. A JV is coming together of two or more people in a common for a common business purpose. And in the context of a comparison to syndication, it's important for that joint venture to that all the people involved in that joint venture, the joint venturers, that they all be actively engaged in a material way in the deal, and they all be sophisticated enough about the business that they're coming together for. So that they can look out after themselves. One is not relying on the other to make a profit. That's the main definition in the context of dealing with the securities laws, because if all of that is true for your joint venture, then you're not a passive investor, and your joint venture interests will not be deemed securities by the SEC. Contrast that with a syndication, where in a syndication you have a issuer, and the issuer is, if it's your deal, that's you, and your investors are passive investors. They're writing you a check. They're handing you money and relying upon you to make a profit for them. So that's the distinction. And the reason that this topic is important to real estate investors is because I firmly believe, and I could, there are countless real-world examples of this, that the best way to take your real estate investing business to the next level, to the unlimited level, is by doing deals with other people's money. If you are putting all of your money, only your money, into your deals, you are going to be much more restricted and constrained in your effort to build your portfolio, because you're restricted by your own money. So I guarantee you that Donald Trump and any other super successful real estate investor is doing it with investors and other people's money. So once you decide you're going to do it with OPM, other people's money, mm-hmm. you only have two options. One is to do a syndication, or the other is to do a joint venture. Most of the deals that we have done in the 60 plus years that our family has been doing real estate investment have been through joint ventures. And the problems with syndication, as opposed to a joint, I don't have a problem with syndication. I think it's a great vehicle. But if somebody comes to me and says they want to do a syndication, even though I can do it for them, the first, and even though if they hire me to do a syndication, they're going to end up paying me a lot more in legal fees than they will if we do a joint venture.
That's right.
I sit them down and I have this exact conversation with them. I say, look, I can do it for you, but consider this alternative. You don't have to pay me as much, and it's cheaper, easier, faster, safer. You know, syndication, the legal fees for a joint venture are a fraction of what they are to do a syndication, because this syndication requires you to comply with securities laws, and there's just a lot more to do. And it's more complicated. I got to sit down and give you, if we're going to do a syndication, I've got to give you a pretty good base level understanding as to the do's and don'ts of the securities laws, which are counterintuitive and they're complicated. And I guarantee you that your head's going to explode by the time you're done, because there's just a lot of information there that, again, is counterintuitive. And so because of all that, there, it's also a riskier way to do deals, because there are traps for the unwary. You don't know what you don't know. And even though, you know, I do my best to educate you, there are so many ways that you can inadvertently violate the securities laws. And so it's a riskier way to go. Plus, it takes longer. It takes a long time to put together the private placement memorandum and go back and forth. So, you know, if you're the securities laws are not your friend when you are out there trying to raise money for deals, because the natural way that we as investors do business is not that we go out and try to raise the money first and then go find the deal. The natural way it happens is that you go out there and look for the deal, and then you say, okay, now I need the money. That's just
The vast
majority of investors, and I speak at investor clubs all around the country, and my entire practice focuses on real estate investors, and that's just the way it works. And so, and if you, especially in this overheated market, but in any market, if right. you are, when you sign a contract for a deal, if you, you know, you need that money as soon as possible. You need the money for your earnest money deposit. You need the money for a proof of funds. You need the money to, you need the money for everything. If you have to put together all of the materials to go out there and do a syndication in compliance with the securities laws, it's going to be a lot more expensive and time consuming than if all you have to do is call your buddy who is a fellow real estate investor, for example, and say, hey, here's a great deal. Are you interested? And say, yeah. And you're off to the races. So the appeal is self-evident. I mean, it's just, you know, that's why, you know, I really encourage people to think about this as the alternative. And this is the reason why I've done syndications for myself, and I've done joint ventures for myself. And we've been the joint venture partner for somebody else who had a deal, and we brought the money to the deal. So that's the reason why it's important to real estate investors to really understand and consider this as an alternative way to do deals with OPM.
I do want to run through the pros and cons again of syndication and, of course, JV when we come back from the break. We have about 2 minutes before we go there. You did say something very interesting that I hadn't really considered up until this point, which is, if somebody is asking you for syndication, for to put together a syndication, obviously there are the disclosures, there's everything that needs to be registered with the SEC, et cetera. That becomes a very complicated, expensive, and slow process. And like you said, if you sit down with somebody, your average investor that's kind of scaling their business, the likelihood of them actually, he or she actually understanding what you're saying, I mean, it's tough. And there are hundreds of pages of documents as well. And it's never I never did well in those kind of classes during college, quite frankly. Right. Like, I'm not going to sit here and read a textbook. I'm probably one of many out there that want to do that. But it's a lot of information. And you did say something which I thought was really cool, which was you got to sit down and really figure out if that's what you need anyway. You also said something that I find interesting, which is, if I'm relying on somebody else to provide me a return, that is a very different scenario, because then I'm a silent partner and not an active partner. So I do want to talk about that for just a quick second, because that's really, really – that's a very important distinction that you made a little bit earlier. But what's the best way that folks can get in touch with you about whether it's syndication questions, JV questions, real estate-based questions? What's the best way they can do that?
Best way is to just give us a call. I'll give you a toll-free number, 800-553-7626. I'll repeat that. It's actually 800-5 and then my name, Lerman, 800-5-LERMAN, but it's 800-553-7626. If you can't remember all that, then just remember who you are, real estate investor, and put a law at the end, realestateinvestorlaw.com, or just drop me an email, Jeff@LermanLaw.com.
I love it. You got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com. I put together a lot of training videos for you as well on the site, so make sure that you check those out. Got questions for me one-on-one? Guess what? I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Just head on over to abigolhar.com as well. Check out a copy of our print magazine, conveniently titled Think Realty, at Barnes & Noble at the 84 Lumber Stores. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. The home stretch is coming up.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Redfacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Redfacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Redfacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RedfactsPro.com. RedfactsPro.com.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi and it's the home stretch. Welcome back. So, this entire show, I've been learning a lot about joint ventures and why joint ventures are really important. Now, for me, this is a super, super, super important tool to have in my tool belt, especially when working on multifamily apartment complexes. And that's what I do all the time. That's kind of my thing. I enjoy it just like I enjoy residential real estate development in my free time. But I will say this. If you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you've been thinking about investing in real estate, there are a lot of questions that you have about this specific strategy, and believe me, I get it. But it's crazy that we only have 10 more minutes left to talk about it. So what I want to do is kind of do a nice high level in a little bit, but let's keep digging into some of the reasons why we should be thinking about joint ventures, the advantages of joint ventures. And I know, Jeff, you mentioned that you have a seminar coming up during the break. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yep. It is our fifth annual Commercial Real Estate Update, Trends, and Networking Symposium. This is a full-day event. It's going to be in San Francisco on March 26th. And we are going to – what we do here is go through an update on all the new laws and court rulings that impact commercial real estate. This year, there's so much more to talk about than any of the prior years that we've done this event. We're going to be talking about the new tax plan and how commercial real estate owners can use it to increase their profits. We're going to be talking about cannabis. That is one of the – that has been and will continue to be one of the big opportunities in commercial real estate and one of the things that commercial real estate owners, again, need to know about, especially here in California with the law going into effect in January of this year, making recreational cannabis legal. Medical has been legal for a while, but now recreational as well. We're going to talk about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and blockchain, the future of commercial real estate, basically how you can sell your property, accept rent using cryptocurrency in addition to your traditional currency. We're going to talk about the natural disasters we've had this year in terms of what opportunities those are providing to commercial real estate owners to help communities recover, but while at the same time making a profit. So doing good, but still doing good for the community, but also making a profit while doing it. We're going to talk about something that's really huge for apartment owners especially, prefab construction, modular construction.
Yes.
Construction prices are going through the roof. I think in this last issue of National Real Estate Investor, there was a big article about that. And I can personally relate to this because we have an apartment project in Tennessee that we are thinking about adding about 45 units to the existing units, and we're looking at the construction costs, and they killed the deal for us to do that because the construction prices are through the roof. But now we are talking to modular companies, and they could do modular multifamily, three stories, not a problem, and it's at a fraction of the construction costs that traditional construction would require. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about financing strategies, how to thrive in a rising interest rate market, and give a market update. And I'm going to spend some time going deeper on this very topic. I'm going to spend some time explaining the joint venture strategy, and we're going to have great networking with everybody in the room. There will be accredited investors there, deal makers, people actually getting deals done, and so it'll be a great opportunity to understand what you must know if you're serious about your commercial real estate business, and also finding future investors and future joint venture partners.
That's awesome. I've been enjoying the discussion about the two topics you mentioned, right? The cannabis and then, of course, the cryptocurrency, because there's so much confusion and everything kind of surrounding that. I feel the more information that's out there, just kind of cutting through the weeds, if you will. Ha, no pun intended. I think that it's always a good thing. So how can I get access to this?
So the best way to get to the event website is actually through our law firm website. We have a post up there that you can just click on it, and that'll take you to the event website. And as something special to reward your listeners for taking action, we will create a special discount coupon code for them so that they can save some money. The ticket prices are normally $149. That's $149 for a full day of great education from experts in every field. We've got, I won't even go into the list because it's too long, but you'll see it on the website, who all is going to be speaking there. Plus, we'll pay for your lunch. Just come and have a great time and learn a lot. And of course, this could be a tax write-off as well. So talk to your tax advisor about that. So your costs are already going to be a good investment, and you can and probably write them off. But we'll give you a 25% discount to the event if you use the coupon code ThinkRealtyVIP. ThinkRealtyVIP. Use that coupon code at checkout, and you will get a 25% discount off the ticket price.
Awesome. So taking the conversation to some of the advantages, maybe digging into the advantages of joint ventures a little bit. Again, we've been talking about the differences between joint ventures and syndication for some of your larger deals. And I know you, Jeff, you've been heavily, heavily involved in joint ventures for multifamily apartment complexes and different types of larger transactions. What are some additional advantages that joint ventures offer?
I will tell you, you know, one of the two, I think the two biggest ones, other than the ones we've already discussed, is first of all, you get a diversification. So let's, again, use you and me as example. So the choice is, let's say you see a deal. Your choice is to put all your money in one deal, or let's take a fraction of the money you would otherwise put in the deal. Let's say instead of putting $1 million in a deal, you're only going to put $100,000 in the deal. So you're going to take the other $900,000 that you just saved, and you're going to use that as seed money for other deals. So you can do that with a joint ventures. It gives you, it's a safer way to invest because it allows you to diversify your limited resources, your money, and diversify it by product type, class type, a geographical area, whatever. But in addition, this is huge. It enables you to get a really valuable second opinion from somebody else who is should be equally sophisticated and somebody who's willing to put their money where their mouth is. So, real world case study. I had a client who was looking at a deal, was on the fence, and I said, look, you know, try. I explained this exact strategy to him. I said, go find somebody who is could be a joint venture partner, show them the deal, and then if they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, then their opinion on the deal is going to have so much more meaning than if you just go to somebody who would be a passive investor and is relying upon you. You know, they're not going to give you a second opinion because they're basically investing in you. They're expecting you to know what you're doing. And so it's a great way to get a second read on the deal. And if you're on the fence, it'll push you one way or another over the fence, either to go forward or not, but at least you'll get that additional that additional reality check from somebody whose opinion that you really respect. And that's huge in this business, because this can be a very, at the end of the day, real estate investing at this level can be a lonely enterprise, you know, because if that's it's right. just you, if it's just you, there's always that question, gee, is it really a great deal? And, you know, unless somebody's willing to put their money where their mouth is, you never really know if somebody's saying what their motivation is for saying, yeah, it's a great deal, or gee, I don't really like it, you know. So
totally agree.
Those are two huge, huge benefits of a joint venture that you will never get with a syndication.
Now, I'm with you. And you know what? We have like 40 seconds before we have to end the show. So I must say, Jeff, thank you very much for being a guest. It's been awesome having you, learning a little bit more about the JV process and why it's such an important piece that we need to implement on a daily basis. Think Realty Nation, you got questions for Jeff and his team, head on over to realestateinvestorlaw.com. And also remember that today's show was brought to you by auction.com. MLSMLSHomes.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Go ahead and search now at auction.com/ThinkRealty. Got questions for me? I'm always on ThinkRealty.com and everywhere online, especially Instagram at Abhi Golhar. There's a lot to talk about every single day, and that's why I'm on the air. I'm on the air for you. So let's continue the conversation, get in touch, ask your questions, and let's get deals done. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at ThinkRealtyRadio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Talk Radio.